And so from the New Testament, we hear an account of how Jesus entered into Jerusalem on the first day of the last week of his earthly life. The Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And when he had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed, and they found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' And they said, 'The Lord needs it.' And then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen. They were saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in highest heaven.'" Well, Palm Sunday. It's a story we know so well. The donkey, the palm branches, the excited crowd accompanying Jesus, shouts of Hosanna, Jesus entering Jerusalem, proceeding to the Jewish temple. This is a story that appears in all four Gospels. You know, the reason the Christian scriptures include multiple Gospels is because they're not exactly alike. They remember certain things slightly differently. For instance, when Jesus rode down the Mount of Olives and up into Jerusalem, he did not do it on a mighty stallion, but on a humble colt. And that was a deliberate act to signal that he was not a mighty warrior intent on conquering the city, but a humble leader intent on bringing peace to a troubled world. But what exactly was Jesus riding? Well, one of the four Gospels says that it was a donkey. Two other Gospels say that it was a young colt, but they don't specify whether it was the foal of a horse or a donkey. There's one Gospel that says Jesus used two animals, a foal and its mother. There are other differences in the various Gospel accounts. Matthew, Mark, and Luke say that a crowd of disciples and followers accompanied Jesus. But John's Gospel says that the crowd came out of Jerusalem to meet him because they wanted to meet the man who had raised Lazarus from the dead. John's Gospel is also the only Gospel that mentions the crowd waving palm branches. Matthew and Mark say that they waved leafy branches, but they don't specify that they were palm fronds, and since the crowd was on the Mount of Olives, they probably took branches from the olive trees in the orchards covering the hillside. And today's reading from Luke's Gospel has no mention of branches at all. Imagine that, a Palm Sunday story with no branches being waved. Like Matthew and Mark, Luke does say that the crowd used their cloaks to carpet the path ahead of Jesus. That honorific gesture recalled an Old Testament story about how people greeted the newly appointed King Jehu. That's in Matthew and Mark and Luke. But John's Gospel doesn't mention this impromptu red carpet treatment. All of the Gospel writers say that the crowd shouted a well-known blessing which Jewish priests traditionally bestowed upon pilgrims coming to Jerusalem for religious festivals. It was a verse from Psalm 118 that says, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." But Luke doesn't mention The crowd calling out that plea for God's intervention that we usually associate with Palm Sunday. The Hebrew expression, Hosanna, which means save, O Lord. Hosanna is shouted in Matthew and Mark and John, but not Luke. And so, as well as we know this episode, the reality is that in our minds we have mixed together details from the four Gospels to come up with a homogenized version of the Palm Sunday story. But I want us to return to the part of the story where Jesus told two disciples to run ahead to the village they were approaching. There they would find that colt tied to some sort of hitching post, and they were to untie it and bring it to him. Some wonder if Jesus had prearranged this rent-a-colt on a previous trip to Bethany, but most believe that this was an example of Jesus displaying prophetic insight, knowing what was to come to pass. But before they could even respond to his request, Jesus addressed the disciples' concern that, well, it would have occurred to you and me too if we were in their place. What if someone stops us and asks what we're doing with the colt? Jesus told them to say simply, "The Lord needs it." As it happened, that's the question they were asked. What are you doing? And that's the response they gave. The Lord needs it. The Lord needs it. A simple statement. And on this Palm Sunday, I suggest that it is this assertion that echoes in our ears. This claim rises above the din of daily life, that it speaks to us as it never has before. For just like those full-fetching disciples, as followers of Jesus, we're subject to that claim too. Our loyalty? The Lord needs it. Our devotion? The Lord needs it. Our trust? The Lord needs it. Our obedience, our confidence and hope and commitment? The Lord needs it. Realize this, though. The Lord needs our commitment, but not because His success depends on it. Jesus calls us to follow Him and serve Him for our sake. Out of love for us, our Lord and Master needs us, wants us, longs for us to surrender to Him. Our strength for facing the challenges of life comes from staying close to Him, from imitating Him, from acting on His behalf in our everyday encounters with clients and strangers, with neighbors and acquaintances, with friends and with our families. Our assurance, our comfort, our courage to press on are God's gift as we strive to be fully devoted to Jesus, the Son of God. Our grace to find the strength to forgive, our inspiration to delight in praising our Heavenly Father is a gift that comes from loving Jesus, from embracing and following and serving Him. Our faithful commitment, the Lord needs it. By God's grace, let us offer our lives to serving the world in the manner of Jesus. Amen.